And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were gathered together, the floods stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. But even a whole month until it come out of your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you, because that ye have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, Why came we forth out of Egypt? There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. By the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of his nostrils are they consumed. All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. Canst thou make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. Out of his nostrils goeth smoke, as out of a seething pot or cauldron. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, Under his shadow we shall live among the heathen. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses. And I have made the stink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord.